नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 5, Text 36. So before we start, I'd like to beg pardon for all of your, because Maharaj was supposed to give Bhagavatam class. But well, Maharaj came late, that's why unfortunately I'm sitting here. So please pardon with me, although you all came with great eagerness to hear, but you have to be satisfied with whatever I can. So I'm very sorry, but so this is Narad Muni curse by Prajapati Daksha. Text 36. Shri Daksha Uvacha. Aho asadho sadhunam. Sadhu linge nanastvaya. Asadhva karya bharkanam. Bhiksho marga pradarshitaha. श्रीदक्ष उवाच अहो असाधो साधूनां साधुलिङ्गेन नस्त्वया असाधो कार्य अर्भकाणां भिक्षो मार्गः प्रदर्शितः श्रीदक्ष उवाच अहो असाधो साधूनां साधुलिङ्गेन नस्त्वया असाध्वकार्यर्भकाणां भिक्षो मार्गः प्रदर्शितः। मार्ग प्रदर्शितः श्रीदक्ष उवाच अहो साधु साधूनां माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। श्री दक्ष उवाच प्रजापति दक्ष सेड अहो असाधो ओ ग्रेटली डिसऑनेस्ट नॉन डिवोटी sadhunam of the society of devotees and great sages. Sadhulingena, wearing a dress of a saintly person. Naha, unto us. Tvaya, by you. Asadhu, a dishonesty. Akari, has been done. Arbhakanam, of poor boys who were very inexperienced. Bhikshoho margaha, the path of a beggar or mendicant sannyasi. Pradarshitaha, shown. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Prajapati Daksha said, alas Narad Muni, you wear a dress of a saintly person, but you are not actually a saint. Indeed, although I am now in grihastha life, I am a saintly person. By showing my sons the path of renunciation, you have done me an abominable injustice. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sanyasira Alpachidra Sarva Loke Gai. In society, one will find many sannyasis, vanaprasthas, grihasthas and brahmacharis. But if all of them properly live in accordance with their duties, they are understood to be sadhus. Prajapati Daksha was certainly a sadhu because he had executed such great austerities that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, had appeared before him. Nevertheless, he had a fault-finding mentality. He improperly thought Narad Muni to be a sadhu or non-saintly because Narada had foiled his intentions, desiring to train his son to become grihastha, fully equipped with knowledge. Daksha had sent them to execute austerities by Narayan Saras. Narad Muni, however, taking advantage of their highly elevated position in austerity, instructed them to become Vaishnavas in the renounced order. This is the duty of Narad Muni and his followers. They must show everyone the path of renunciation, renouncing this material world and returning home back to Godhead. Prajapati Daksha, however, could not see the exaltedness of the duties Narad Muni performed in relation to his sons. Unable to appreciate Narad Muni's behavior, Daksha cursed Narada of being a sadhu. Okay, one more we'll read. The word Bhikshor Marga, the path of renounced order, are very significant in this regard. A sannyasi is called Tridandi Bhikshu because his duty is to beg alms from the homes of grihasthas and to give grihasthas spiritual instructions. A sannyasi is allowed to beg from door to door, but a grihastha cannot do so. Grihastha may earn their living according to the four divisions of spiritual life. A brahmana grihastha may earn his livelihood by becoming a learned scholar and teaching people in general how to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He may also assume a duty of worship himself. Therefore, it is said that only a brahmana may engage in deity worship and they may accept as prasad whatever people offer the deity. Although a brahmana may sometimes accept charity, it is not for his personal maintenance but for the worship of the deity. Thus, a brahmana does not stock anything for his future use. Similarly, kshatriya may collect taxes from the citizens and they must also protect the citizens, enforce rules and regulations and maintain law and order. Vaishyas should earn their livelihood through agriculture and cow protection and Shudras should maintain their livelihood by serving the three higher classes. Unless one becomes a brahmana, one cannot take sannyas. Sannyasis and brahmacharis may beg alms door to door, but a grihastha cannot. We have a big purport, so in due course of our discussion only, we'll read purport by purport and then go ahead. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam
ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ ನಮಃ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತೇ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣೇ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮ್ನೇ ಗೋರತ್ವಿಷೇ ನಮಃ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧೂಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಫೀಲಿಂಗ್ ವೆರಿ ಎಂಬಾರೆಸ್ಡ್ ಟುಡೇ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕಲಿ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸಪೋಸ್ ಟು ಸಿಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಸೊ ಐ ಬಿಗ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಸೀನಿಯರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ವರ್ತ್ ವೈಲ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಎಲಿವೇಟೆಡ್ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಷನ್ ಇನ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ. Narad Muni cursed by Prajapati Daksha. As we know that the pastime has come to an place where Narad Muni consecutively instructed two sets of Prajapati Daksha, first time 10,000 and next time 1,000, and all of them 11,000 sons in one shot became brahmachari and sannyasis, never to come home again. So here Daksha, and after doing this we can see the causeless mercy of the Narad Muni, that he is so bold preacher and having compassion in his heart. He thought that previously also I have done this, I delivered Prachetas, and then he went and delivered their father also, Prachina Barhisha, by telling him wonderful story. So he thought that I have delivered 11,000 sons, but then the father is suffering still in material world. So why not to go to father and give some extra mercy. Jai Shri Shri Radharas Bihari Ji Ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, ಶ್ರೀ ಗೋನಿತಾಯ್ ಕಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ದೋ ಹಿ ನ್ಯೂ ದಟ್ ದಕ್ಷ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಆಂಗ್ರಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಮೇ ಶ್ಯೂರ್ಲಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಕರ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಕ್ಷ, ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ನಾರದ್ ಮುನಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ಶೋ ಹಿಸ್ ಕನ್ಸರ್ನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ಅ ಚಾನ್ಸ್, ಲೆಟ್ಸ್ ಗೋ ಅಂಡ್ ಚೆಕ್ ಇಫ್ ದಕ್ಷ ನೌ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ವೆರಿ unhappy. So in this unhappy situation, if he hears something from me, then he may become devotee, you know what. So then thinking like that, Narad Muni approached Daksha, and Daksha was, previous verse it comes that Daksha was almost like fainted after hearing the news that his second batch of sons also was, you know, they're not returning back. And that was also by Narad Muni's special grace. So first time only he was little bit disturbed when his 10,000 sons were made sannyasis by Narad Muni. But then he did not say anything because he knew that Narad Muni is a very great personality. He is direct associate of the Lord. So I cannot say some, not good. But then his heart of heart, he was having so much of dissatisfaction towards Narad Muni. But when it happened second time, then he was like beyond his emotions. And specifically after that, Narad Muni personally came, walked in his home, and he's standing in front of him. Then his anger was like at top of his capacity, and then he blurted out all this shlokas. But we can see as Daksha also was not an ordinary person. Specifically in this case, now Daksha is like acting like a not like a hero, he's like kind of villain kind of thing. But then to the degree we understand that these personalities are not ordinary. As here he says, Daksha used to perform different sacrifices, and Lord Vishnu personally used to come at the end of his yajna to take the credits and bless him. So Daksha is not an ordinary person who can invite the Lord personally in his yajna. He is very exalted. Not only that, he is connected to the Kapila Dev through his relationship. So he is, from all sides, he is a very respectable person. He is even higher than the demigods. And this service of Praja, to increase the population, is given by the Lord only to him. So we can see that he is servant of the Lord. He is great, as much great that even the Lord personally gives him his audience. So it's no. It's like he is not like a materialistic person. So such Daksha also, being governed by material modes, we can see that how he is finding faults with Narad Muni also, as Prabhupada says in his first paragraph of purport. That how, although he was very great, but he was finding faults with the exalted Narad Muni, not understanding the service which is provided by Narad Muni. So both are serving the Lord. Narad Muni also is serving the Lord. Daksha also is serving the Lord. And Daksha has his own set of service. Narad Muni has his another set of service. And if you see scripturally, Narad Muni's service is higher, because he is making devotees and sending them back to back home, back to Godhead. So that is the epitome of the why this material world is created for. That is the purpose of material world, which is taken care by Narad Muni. And the maintenance is taken care by Daksha. So, when Daksha thought that Narad Muni, by doing his service, is contradicting my service, he is troubling me, then he started finding faults with Narad Muni. And how much fault? He says here that, Narad Muni, you are like a sadhu. The great sage Narada, he is like the one of the foremost of acharyas. Actually, we understand these four sampradayas are there, those who are authorized. Narad Muni is one person who is there in all sampradayas. In all sampradaya line he comes. And he is so much empowered by the Lord that he is called as Amoghadruk. Amoghadruk means, even if he glances on someone, that glance never goes in vain. So he just glances, and that glance will have effect. That glance also will not go in vain. It will make some effect. So what to speak of, he speaks something and he meets someone. The next person is supposed to become devotee. It's like that. So, and he is honored by the Lord so much that he is having a free visa everywhere, all over the world. He can go to all the planets, he can go to spiritual world, he can come back, go anywhere. Because he is doing that very important service for the Lord. So such devotee is addressed by Sri Daksha as a sadhu. He says, actually you are kalank on the name of sadhu. You are just wearing the dress of a sadhu but doing wrong things. And then he compares himself with Narad Muni and he says that actually I am sadhu because I am doing proper work. So this is another way of person who is proud. He thinks that I am always right and others are always wrong. The mentality of someone who is very proud is always, he is very demanding and then he is finding faults. So that is the way the proud person will behave. And the mentality of a person who is humble, he begs and he waits till the point he gets the mercy. Here we can see this Daksha was demanding proper behavior from person who is well behaved already. He is the epitome of all well behavior, Narad Muni. So he was demanding that he should work for him. He should work according to his own will. And when it was not, then he started finding faults. So we can see in our life also that whenever pride takes over, then person becomes very much demanding. He feels that when some prasad is served, and then he takes prasad, and then he says, where is rasgulla? Only rice dal? Chapati also is not there. Where is chapati? Where is... So, he sees that, there is so much fault here, I have come here, I am so great, manushanam sahasreshu, and then I am standing here, and then you are giving only rice dal, how is it? But then a person who is humble, he thinks that I was suffering, and brahmanda brahmite kona bhagyaman jeev, I was just roaming around, and now I am coming here, and with such a great opportunity I am getting to get mahaprasadam. Even if it is rice dal, it's such a great, which I have not tasted for so many lifetimes, now I am getting this chance to get purified and come close to Krishna. So here, we can see the mentality of Daksha. Daksha being very proud of his prowess, the medals which he has got in his life, because he is very kind of respected by everyone and he has achieved the grace of so many great personalities including even the Lord. Because of that he is even thinking Narad Muni as someone, a sadhu, and portraying oneself as very great, learned, saintly person. And then the next verse he talks about, Prabhupada talks about Bhikshur Marga, the path of renunciation. They are allowed to beg and not grahasthas. He says that those who are sannyasis and brahmacharis can beg because they are maintained by the society. And they are not just maintained by the society, but then they do spiritual work for the society. And their maintenance is done by the society in return. So here we find a very great contrast that when Narad Muni as a great saint has come at the house of one grahastha, this grahastha is angry on him for instructing his own son in terms of Krishna consciousness. He says that why did you instructed my sons in such a way that they have now left my home? So he is very angry. But in 11th canto we find another set of same kind of situation but different reciprocation. Same Narad Muni goes to the house of Vasudev, and we can see how Vasudev greets him. It's very, very instructive and very surprising. Because here we understand this Vasudev, it's such a personality which is glorified all over, because he is the father of the Supreme Personality of Godhead when Krishna came here 5000 years back. Not only that, he is father in so many incarnations whenever Krishna comes. He chooses Vasudev as his father and Devaki as his mother. The same Vasudev who is father of Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is staying with all the Dwarkavasis in the association of so many great beings, great devotees. But still, when Narad Muni enters in his home, he is very humble. And then there are some slokas which we will go through, which gives understanding of the heart of Vasudev, that how much he was encouraged, he was very grateful and very happy to receive Narad Muni when he came. And we can see that, if you see the 10th canto, Narad Muni, of course, because of his Krishna consciousness, because of his desire to serve the Lord, he does so many pastimes in such a way that the intensity of Krishna's appearance, Krishna's pastimes increases more. So when Vasudev and Devaki were brought into engagement by Kamsa, and Kamsa was, he heard that 8th child of Devaki would be his death. So then they were kept in lock up, and then the first son was born. And Vasudev was so honest, because he has given a promise. He got that son to Kamsa, and Kamsa was so much melted just by that activity of Vasudev. He said, hey, how can a person do like this? Bring his own son. So he said, no. This son is of no much cause of disturbance to me. So you take him. He said, 8th child is my problem. I want that 8th child. So then Vasudev went back. But he knew that people who have no control over the mind and senses can revert back any time. And you know who made that revert back? Narad Muni. Narad Muni comes in the picture and he says, hey Kamsa, what you are doing? How you have become so compassionate? Because Vishnu is so, all the devatas, they are so cunning that Vishnu may come anywhere. Any child can be 8th child. So that made Kamsa again take the things more harshly, and then he called him back, he said come. And then he killed consecutively all 6 sons. So just imagine, when Vasudev would have been, he must also be having heard all these things. He also must have been informed that Narad Muni came and something happened. And Narad Muni is the cause of, apparently death of his own, sons. So how much he will be feeling for Narad Muni, that, it's like all 6 sons would have been saved. But because Narad Muni came, my 6 sons died. But still we find, when Narad Muni came at the house of Vasudev is so grateful. He is not telling that, this is the fellow, because of him my sons were killed. But he knew that that is the fate, and that was the desire of the Lord. And Narad Muni is not going to do anything bad to anyone, because he is a very great exalted devotee. So how much faith and how much appreciation he had for the devotees, that apparently he was doing such a great cruel work to him, still he was maintaining his appreciation and gratefulness towards Narad Muni. And that's why when Narad Muni comes to the house of Vasudev,
we can see that how he is receiving Narad Muni. He says, Sri Vasudeva Uvacha, this comes in 11th canto, chapter 2. Maharaj Nimi meets 9 Yogendras. There, this 9 Yogendras pastime is told by Narad Muni to Vasudev in the conversation. So before this, Bhagavan Bhavato Yatra Swastaye Sarvadehinam Krupananam Yatha Pitror Ruttamashlo Kavartmanam. Sri Vasudev said, My Lord, your visit, like that of a father to his children, is for the benefit of all living beings. You specially help the most wretched amongst men, as well as those who are advanced on the path towards the Supreme Lord, Uttama Shloka. So Vasudev is telling, my dear Lord Narada, your visit is such wonderful, and you are like a kind-hearted father who comes to the home of those who are wretched, fallen, and those who are very elevated. For both, you come to grace, you know, give them grace. And then he says, Bhutanam deva charitam dukkhaya cha sukhaya cha sukhaya eva hi sadhunam tvadrusham achyutatmanam. The activities of demigods led to both misery and happiness for living beings. But the activities of great saints like you, who have accepted the infallible Lord as their very soul, result only in happiness of all beings. So, Vasudeva is telling, my dear Lord Narada, you are even higher than any demigods. Because demigods, they may give misery or they may give happiness. But both are useless. They cannot give you the ultimate happiness. But when you come and give your association, then such person is greatly fortunate. Because he is directly put in touch with the Lord. And then he says, Bhajanti ye yatha devan deva apitathevatan chayeva karma sachiva sadhavo dinavatsalaha. He says, sadhavo dinavatsalaha. They are always very compassionate. You can imagine, he is talking to the person who was apparent cause of his death of his 6 sons. And he is telling, you are so dinavatsala. You are such a kind-hearted that you have come now to my home to bless. He says, those who worship the demigods receive reciprocation from the demigods in a way just corresponding to the offerings. The demigods are attendant of karma, like a person's shadow. But sadhus are actually merciful to the fallen. He says, my dear Narada, devotees like you are more merciful than even the demigods, because the demigods, they just give, reciprocate like a vanik, like a merchant. You give money and then I give you product. You give worship and I give you vardhan. But he says, specifically, sadhus, they are like, go beyond that and they help a person to get rid of all that karma. They can cut off your bad karma, they can cut off your good karma and reinstate you in spiritual position. No demigod can have that power. He can do that. But the sadhus, they are given this great, very special work by Krishna, that they go all over the world and free people from cycle of birth and death by cutting off their karma. So he's telling, and then he says, Brahmastha tata pipruchamo dharman bhagavatan stava yan shutva shaddaya martyo muchate sarvato bhayat. O Brahmana, although I am satisfied simply by seeing you, I still wish to inquire about those duties which gives pleasure to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Any mortal who faithfully hears about them is freed from all kinds of fear. So Vasudev, he is not a mortal being. Neither he is fallen soul like us. He is directly in connection with the Lord, giving birth to the Lord, but still he is feeling that you have come and in my home very mercifully. And now he is telling, my dear Narada, whenever devotees speak, that always bring a person to close to Krishna. So now you speak something, because you are so close to Krishna, your words will bring me close to Krishna. Like that, the father of Krishna is telling to Narada Muni. So he is so respectful and so much appreciation he has for Narada Muni that he says, Narada Muni, you are so close to Krishna. I am not so close, although being the father of Lord Krishna. But he says, that's why you speak something about Krishna, instruct me something, so that I can also come close to Krishna. So this is how the devotee thinks. But here we can see contrast with Daksha. Rather than thanking the Lord, Narada Muni for his great work, he is cursing him. He says, you are asadhu. No? You have spoiled my whole home. No? And then he says, asadhu akarya arbhakanam. Because you have done something which is akarya, not to be done. What you have done? My innocent sons, they have been misled by you to take up Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada writes very nicely in next purport, this he says, sometimes a saintly person is misunderstood by grihasthas, especially when he instructs their sons to accept Krishna consciousness. Generally a grihastha thinks that unless one enters grihastha life, he cannot properly enter the renounced order. If a young man immediately adopts the path of renounced order in accordance with the instruction of Narada or the members of his disciplic succession, his parents becomes very angry. The same phenomenon is occurring in our Krishna consciousness movement. Because we are instructing all the young boys in Western countries to follow the path of renunciation, we allow grihastha life, but a grihastha life also follows the path of renunciation. Even a grihastha has to give up so many bad habits that his parents think his life has been practically destroyed. We allow no meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling and no intoxication. And consequently the parents wonder how, if there are so many no's, one's life can be positive. In the Western countries especially, these four prohibited activities practically constitute the life and soul of the modern population. Therefore, parents sometimes dislike our movement, just as Prajapati Daksha disliked the activities of Narada and accused Narada of dishonesty. Nevertheless, all the parents may be angry at us. We must perform our duty without hesitation, because we are in the disciplic succession from Narada Muni. So he says that sometimes because of our preaching, some people will be always disturbed. But then, that is the thankless task of a preacher, that he goes on performing Krishna consciousness. Like Prabhupada also got so many of opposition from the day one when he started, you know, preaching. There was no resources, no help, and then he went alone, no money, no contacts, and on top of that, so many court cases. People were filing on ISKCON, trying to reduce and completely finish the activities of ISKCON. But then Prabhupada went on serving Krishna with all the difficulties and whatever obstacles were there. And then he says here that because we are like followers of Narada Muni, and Narada Muni is showing his very compassionate behavior and very tolerant behavior in such kind of situations, because that is the first qualification of a sadhu, that is very tolerant to the dissatisfaction and the curses of non-devotees when he is trying to preach Krishna consciousness. And then Prabhupada writes in the last, he says, people addicted to householder life wonder how one can give up the enjoyment of grihastha life, which is concession for sex enjoyment, simply to become mendicant
in Krishna consciousness. They do not know that the householder's concession for sex life cannot be regulated unless one accepts the life of a mendicant. The Vedic civilization therefore enjoins that at the end of one's 50th year, one must give up household life. This is compulsory. However, because modern civilization is misled, householders want to remain in family life until death, and therefore they are suffering. In such cases, the disciple of Narad Muni advises all the members of the young generation to join the Krishna consciousness movement immediately. There is nothing wrong in this. So, Narad Muni went to Daksha, because Daksha's philosophy was that this is not the time to become Krishna conscious. One has to become little experienced in terms of worldly things, get some good experience, get some bad experience, and then he understands the nature of this world, and then he takes to renounce order, then he can be very stably situated. So that was a philosophy of Daksha, that first experience and then leave. Don't leave before experience. But then that philosophy is wrong, because that's with that philosophy only Narad Muni went to Daksha. He said, now you have experienced so much already in your life, so you also become like your sons. That's how Narad Muni went there. But then we see those who say this philosophy, that let's experience and then renounce, they themselves don't follow that philosophy when it comes to them. Like once one devotee was telling that when he was giving class, one son who has become a devotee and taken up responsibility of practicing Krishna consciousness seriously, his father was not very happy. So when one devotee was giving class, apparently preaching to that son, father was very angry at the end. He said, what is this? Why my son is doing like this? This all things has to be done in old age. So then that devotee told, okay, no problem. Let this son go home and do household things. You come now. You are almost more than 60. So then he said, no. That is not possible. He said, okay, then same son can be there. So we can see that those who say this philosophy, they themselves don't follow it. So that means all these philosophies ultimately conclude in just being in this material world, always. That doesn't make us anyway advance in Krishna consciousness. So, because we see what kind of experience four Kumaras have gone through, what kind of experience Shukadeva Goswami had gone through. Are they not stably situated in Krishna consciousness? So, stably situated in Krishna consciousness doesn't depend on the experience. It does depend on realization which he gets through hearing. Because there are two ways of come to the level of realization. One is through experience, another is through hearing. You hear and then you understand. You don't have to experience. If someone says that in glass poison is there, you don't have to experience it to understand that there is a poison. You hear it and then you understand, I don't have to take it. But then, even in experience, there is a problem. That not that everyone who experiences gets the same realization. That is another problem. That people are so much experienced now, and there are so many sufferings, so many people are gone through that experience, but how many of them we find actually renouncing material world? If that was the philosophy, then all the Dharavi, Jhopadpatti people should be ecstatically dancing in Kirtan, chanting that, so much misery is there in this material world, let's leave it. Just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. But even the beggar is not ready to leave his occupation. Even the person lying next to gutter is thinking that he is okay. This experience is okay. They say that kabhi khushi kabhi gum, that goes on. And we are waiting for hum honge kamayab ek din, that someday we'll achieve the fruit of that satisfaction in this material world. Don't worry. But then we don't find anyone other than association of devotees. When they come in, they become actually the renunciation dawns in their heart.
So the renunciation cannot appear in the heart of anyone just by experience. That is not possible. So that happens only by the association of devotees who are showing them the higher taste. Then that very easily happens. So similarly, as Prabhupada here he says that at the age of 50 one has to leave. So there are different types of brahmacharis also. There is a Naishtika brahmachari and there is Upakurvana brahmachari. That Upakurvana brahmachari, he enters into brahmachari life as a training ground where he can take up grahastha life properly. Because if someone is a good brahmachari, then he becomes a good grahastha also. So in that sense, that is a success. If he remains a brahmachari throughout his life, that is a great success. And if he goes to grahastha ashram after taking a good training of brahmachari life, that is also another success. That he becomes a very powerful tool in the society of Krishna consciousness, where Prabhupada wants everyone. He wants the brigade of brahmacharis. At the same time, he wants the support of grahasthas who can maintain the whole institution of Krishna consciousness. So both are, you know, required for propagation of Krishna consciousness. But then, when someone is entering into such responsible ashram of grahastha ashram, then his idea should be, after some time, I have to get rid of, you know, this material attachment and go fully focusing on Krishna consciousness. Like one devotee was giving example that when we apply soap, you know, when we enter into bathroom, we apply soap. But that applying soap is for cleansing, and after applying the soap, we take bath again to remove that soap. So this is equivalent to someone entering into grahasthashram, taking so many responsibilities in material life. But his intention is that after some time, I'll relinquish all this responsibility so that I can take full shelter of Krishna. So some people, they are like, Naishtika Brahmachari is like, he doesn't apply soap only. He's like, he just comes, takes bath, and he don't have to wash off anything. Another, he comes, he puts soap, but that soap has, he understands that soap has to be there for some time. That will make me clean more nicely. One cannot be put soap nicely and then remain like that. No. So, that is the difference between anyone who is entering into a responsible life of grahastha ashram, he knowing that all this responsibility will make me purify, bring me close to Krishna, where I can render different variety of service. Brahmacharis, they have different variety of service. Grahasthas, they can do so many things. That's why when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he took sannyas, but when it came to Nityanand Prabhu, who was already was living like a avadhut, you know, it's like renounced. But he told Nityanand Prabhu, no, you accept grahastha ashram. So that people whom I cannot deliver, you can take charge of them. You can go to any place. You can walk into, beer bar and, you know, distribute Krishna consciousness, which I cannot do as a sannyasi. So he said, no, you go. Because jagai madhai kind of people, it becomes difficult for, as a sannyasi, he has to have his own stature. He has to have his rules and regulation. But then, Nityanand Prabhu is, he can, because of his merciful nature and being a grahastha, then he can contact anyone in the society to give Krishna consciousness. So, both things are required, but we have to understand things in mature way that ultimately, whether it's a brahmachari life, whether it's a grahastha life, one day we have to quit. If you don't quit, material nature will make us quit at one point of time. So it's like either you surrender or you are So when we are finding the proper understanding of both services, what Daksha was doing and what service Narad Muni was doing. So there is no question of contradiction, there is no question of fault finding, but then we see that the nature of person is to always be very appreciative and being grateful for the contribution the devotees make in our life. And we saw very contrasting example of Vasudev, and he was ready to offer great respect, gratitude for Narad Muni. Apparently he was the cause of the death of his own sons. So thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.